Hello, and welcome to the hashtag UIN Tool Parade podcast, the teacher-to-teacher open overview of what EdTech can do for you from the University of Windsor's Faculty of Education. I'm Hope Foreman.
And my name is Sebastian Bachmeyer.
And today we're talking about an educational tool called Knowledge Hook.
Absolutely. So we're going to be covering three main categories in the podcast today. We'll start by talking about what exactly Knowledge Hook is and some different ways that you might want to use it, both in and out of the classroom. We'll also be talking about what it costs and how it handles its data, and we'll close by offering you some insights on how it can be used for differentiated learning. So Hope, why don't you go ahead and give our listeners some information on what exactly Knowledge Hook is?
Absolutely. According to Knowledge Hook's website, Knowledge Hook is an instructional guidance system, or IGS, that uses engaging assessments to unlock insights and expert guidance for math teachers. Their purpose is to inspire and develop the next generation of problem solvers utilizing AI-powered instructional guidance systems to unlock every math teacher's full potential. So what exactly is Knowledge Hook? It's essentially an online application used to support math curricula in schools. It's a reward-based system in the format of a game, with questions formatted in a variety of modes with some visuospatial element to supplement student learning, such as base 10 blocks or other manipulatives. For all you teachers out there, you'll recognize it as the Marion Small style.
Yeah, Marion Small. Little shout out to Canadian educators out there.
Woo.
So Knowledge Hook actually has two main features, game shows and missions. Game shows are a series of practice questions organized in the format of a game. And the entire class participates simultaneously in a manner similar to something like Kahoot or Mentimeter, where students use their phones or other devices and a class code for entry in a competitive game with their classmates. Following this, whoever's running the game has all the participants play along in a live game where there's a question and the students have to answer. And for more information about Kahoot and Mentimeter, you can check out the video Kahoot versus Mentimeter on the Open Pages website to hear our colleagues take a deeper dive into those platforms. The nice thing about Knowledge Hook is its versatility in the classroom. This tool can be used as review for your class, as a diagnostic to give the teacher an idea of just how well your students are doing in various math areas. You can use them as exit tickets at the end of a class, or even just as a fun game to play, and it kind of changes up the pacing of the lessons you teach. It can be used very differently depending on who's using it and what any class's specific needs are.
That's right. Teachers have a variety of ways in which they might customize Knowledge Hook for their own individual purposes. Game shows, for example, are organizable and customizable by the teacher, although there are also pre-made packages available. The questions are visible to the whole class, but anonymity is built in for students if they feel more comfortable being anonymous.
Yeah, it's a really nice feature.
Mm-hmm. When a customizable percentage of the class, predetermined by the teacher, is successful in completing questions, you may choose to have fun little animations play to celebrate the occasion. This is only one of the reward systems in place for this particular tool, but it gives you a good idea of how the rewards work in something like game shows.
Mm-hmm.
The other main feature of Knowledge Hook is missions. This feature involves a series of independent questions for students who want extra practice and to develop their math skills. It's formatted similarly to game shows, but the whole class does not participate altogether. Students can work independently on their own time, and missions can be completed anywhere. This feature gives students the option to work on their skills at home, as they are not limited to working only in the classroom.
Yeah, and Knowledge Hook also recently added visual math activities and interactive virtual manipulatives, making this tool much more accessible to those with different learning preferences. It also includes a feature where students have the option to show their work by uploading a photo so teachers can see how a student came to their answer. And that option's available for both game shows and missions. Now, as teachers, I'm sure you're all wondering how you can use this as a tool to mark your students. Well, there are assessment options in both major features of Knowledge Hook. In game shows, teachers can gauge how well the students are grasping concepts based on how many students lock in the correct answer. And it actually alerts teachers to students who are struggling with concepts.
I'm just going to jump right in there and note that this feature is confidential, so only the teacher can see who's struggling. That's super helpful and low stress for your kids.
Absolutely. We don't want to be embarrassing any of our students.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing is teachers also receive reports as students complete missions. This information can be used in any number of ways. For example, you can use it anecdotally to support report card comments. This information can also almost instantly provide parents with insight into their child's performance and progress, as parents can be linked to students' accounts online. This isn't a required feature, so students and teachers can choose whether or not they permit parents to be linked, as well as when they can view student work for an added extra bit of confidentiality.
This sounds like a pretty cool tool, but how accessible is it? Well, in terms of cost associated with its use, Knowledge Hook operates on a freemium model. This means that anyone can use Knowledge Hook completely free and still have plenty of functionality to work with.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge Hook is available for all provinces and their curricula, as well as American schools. In Ontario, this resource is offered in English and French from grades 3 through 10, with applied and academic curricula options in grade 9 and 10. Conveniently enough, for those of you listening in the Windsor-Essex area, the Greater Essex County District School Board supports the use of Knowledge Hook by paying the premium fee for you, so teachers receive premium Knowledge Hook without having to pay anything out of pocket or trying to convince the admins to add it to the budget. Simply tell your administration that you'd like to start using it, and the GECDSB will set you up with a crispy premium account.
Well, that doesn't seem too difficult, does it?
No, not at all.
And even if you belong to a school outside of the Greater Essex County District School Board, you have plenty of options to use this tool anyway. Knowledge Hook is free forever for teachers, or at least a portion of it is. Teachers can create an account and invite students to join, much like a Kahoot or Mentimeter, and participate. Bonus features are added in the school option, including Mathlon achievements, advanced features like individual teacher supports, assessment data access, etc., data-driven PD and PLC support, PLC means professional learning community, historical test score, analysis and insight, and personalized training and support. For school districts, all of the above is included, as well as custom bulk pricing, aggregate reporting, analysis, and insights. The one thing that we had trouble finding out was the prices, because they are not made visible to the public. We contacted them and are currently waiting on a reply from them to answer questions surrounding the cost to upgrade, a description of the added features, and what else is included with the aforementioned etc. statement.
Mm-hmm. All great points there. In addition, even aside from the options for teachers at various levels of cost, security and safety are well covered as well. The folks at Knowledge Hook take the protection of your information very seriously and make it quite clear that Knowledge Hook does not sell your information to third parties. And those quotes are both directly from Knowledge Hook's website. The data that is collected is only used for professional purposes as a means of collecting and relaying math-related data to teachers and parents. They mention many times in their promotional material that they take privacy very seriously, and they're a signatory of the Student Privacy Pledge, which is carrying out responsible stewardship and appropriate use of student personal information according to the commitments laid out on the studentprivacypledge.org website.
Yeah, and also within the app itself, Knowledge Hook does not rent or sell data. It does sometimes use third-party groups such as Vimeo for content, and Vimeo may place cookies or other data, but this is not something that Knowledge Hook is collecting. The Knowledge Hook Terms of Service state very early on that they are very concerned about student privacy. The Terms of Service make it clear that students under 18 must have teacher or parental consent. So, if you need a parent or guardian to sign you out of class, you also need one to consent to Knowledge Hook. A few other noteworthy points include what students share with Knowledge Hook. If Knowledge Hook deems a student has shared too much information or information that was not asked to be shared, the company will remove this information. They will also delete any data linked to accounts that have been inactive for 1 year.
Yeah, so clearly security is a priority for the folks at Knowledge Hook.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. So overall, there doesn't seem to be any glaring issues with Knowledge Hook in terms of its data collection policies. And the fact that they're a member of the Student Privacy Pledge is comforting. The Student Privacy Pledge, by the way, is like an exclusive club that applicants can join, but only if their request is approved by the pledge group, approving the safety of their terms and conditions. This should be reassuring to teachers, students, and parents alike. Now, there's a lot of talk about today's diverse classrooms and how teachers need to be aware and adapt to a student's individual needs. I'm sure our listeners would like to hear about how Knowledge Hook provides differentiated learning throughout their website. So, Hope, if you wouldn't mind, why don't you tell our listeners about the differentiation potential within Knowledge Hook?
Of course. Since teachers have the ability to create their own questions and monitor progress, they can see where students specifically need help and address any issues individually or in a group setting. It also provides teachers with additional math background knowledge and a multitude of extra activities to try and create additional methods of understanding for students. However, it does not let you give feedback through the app itself to the students to let them know where they went wrong. As previously mentioned, the program called Missions can be accessed anywhere that has an internet connection. This means students can work on their own time and pace. Knowledge Hook is relevant to students, offering tutorial videos online, as well as a live support staff for students who are struggling with a problem. However, one area where Knowledge Hook is slightly lacking is accessibility for students who are visually impaired. Although this program is offered in two different languages, it seems that it does not yet have a described caption feature. On the plus side, Knowledge Hook does provide students with math questions to read and look at, as well as visuals for visual learners. This will be helpful for teachers, parents, and students, since it can be replicated easily to work with on paper if need be.
Yeah, that's just a little feature called paper mode, where basically it takes the questions and converts them to a worksheet that you can just print off and work with your classes. So it's just paper mode, which is a really nice feature that they have in there as well. It also allows for group collaboration for learning. I find, personally, I work better well with other students in a group setting, so this feature could actually be a really good addition to the math classroom. If the students don't have access to devices or the internet in the classroom, teachers can still use this program in paper mode to run game shows offline, and that's what we just talked about. There's also a tool that uses data to inform professional learning focus areas, where you can receive study materials and agendas to organize PLC sessions and to deploy targeted questions to measure student growth pre- and post-teaching. The PLC deployment tool can be used to measure the effectiveness of certain teaching methods.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's important that both students and teachers can learn from this tool.
Absolutely.
And speaking of teachers, we were actually able to interview a local elementary school teacher.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know. This grade 4 educator belongs to the Greater Essex County District School Board, and he shared some of his thoughts on this program as he uses it frequently in his own classroom. Mr. Foreman had quite a few positive things to say about Knowledge Hook. He started by saying that he likes how it can be geared towards the Ontario curriculum. He believes that it helps motivate his students with incentives, such as earning a medal and leveling up. And we got to take a moment to just talk about the bots, Sebastian.
Oh, the bots. I love the bots.
Oh, they're my favorite part.
So what are the bots, Hope? Tell us about the bots.
So the bots, I can't even tell you about them. I just love them so much. Okay, so anytime you complete a task, you get to send a bot, and it's just a little picture of different robots. There's rare bots, there's normal bots, and you just get to send them to your friends.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different rarities that you have. They don't really have any functionality as far as we could tell. It's just kind of like a profile picture.
Yeah.
But even in the limited experience that we had just playing around with Knowledge Hook, we actually found that the bots were a really good motivator despite having no functionality within the app itself. It was just really exciting to be able to have a kind of collaborative experience and share those between our friends.
Yeah, you just get to send them to people, and it builds friendships, it builds the community in the classroom, which is super important.
Yes, definitely.
So we love those things.
Yeah.
Getting back on track, Mr. Foreman uses the game show tool as a way to pre-assess what students know before starting a unit, but doesn't really use it throughout a unit, as he finds that since it's a competition, students tend to rush their answers without reading the question properly.
Exactly. I actually found that myself as well. Mr. Foreman prefers the missions tool as it allows students to work at their own pace and at their own level. It's available at home, and it lets him know each student's results and the number of missions they completed. He believes the program makes math more interesting, although sometimes students prefer to use another math program called Prodigy, because there's more of a video game element to Prodigy. He finds that students who do like math love Knowledge Hook, and they're engaged. But students who don't love math are more interested in using Prodigy.
Interesting, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's just interesting to get a teacher's perspective on this tool, so thank you to Mr. Foreman for taking time out of your day to speak to us.
Absolutely. Now, Hope, up to this point, we've been fairly objective in terms of the information that we've been providing about the app, but I think it would be helpful to our listeners to do a quick recap of some of the pros we've discussed with Knowledge Hook, as well as some of the cons, in our own subjective opinions, of course.
Let's do it.
So the pros certainly are extensive with this tool. The game show and mission styles of usage can be a ton of fun to work with, and they may offer a new perspective on math learning for students who struggle in this subject area. The game shows are simultaneously competitive and collaborative because the majority of the students need to understand a concept for maximum rewards, and the missions provide a really simple and accessible way of getting some extra practice at home. One of the things that I noticed while I was trying out this tool, though, is the ease with which you can skim some of the questions, and this is a bit of a negative for me. The visual manipulatives specifically leave something to be desired just because of their one-dimensional functionality. Students are limited to using the clickable arrows overlaid on the graphing questions in order to find different points on parabolas, for example. In addition, the point will only move along one axis per question, which makes it really easy for a student to skip the actual reading of the question and just see the, oh, I need the red dot to move over 4 ticks, and then do it. Then they click submit, and boom, you got the correct answer, and they don't even know what the question asked or what their answer really was. I was able to finish 6 missions with mastery, meaning that I completed all the questions perfectly, without thoroughly reading many of the questions.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it was not ideal.
Wow, that's definitely a concern to keep in mind. We all want our students to really retain this material, not just breeze through a bunch of questions. There are still other perks for this tool, though. For example, they have a math shop where you can buy math tools, supplies, and interactive manipulatives. And they also offer discounts and free stuff from the math shop through the currency of their on-site credit simply for using Knowledge Hook. They incentivize parent communications through the program too. The students' avatars, called bots.
Shout out to the bots.
There they are. Are available in various rarities, and students are awarded 3 very rare bots just for connecting their parents to their account to see their progress. Oh my God, I should have done that.
We should have connected our parents. Bots.
This is super handy for teachers who want to make sure their parents are involved in their children's learning. Another incentive for connecting parents is that you are provided 250 credits, which are Knowledge Hook's built-in currency for the math shop, for each parent who gets connected. Another handy affordance for teachers, unrelated to the shop or parents, is the ability to quick assign featured activities and bookmark assignments you like and want to reuse for future classes.
Yeah, totally. Another great feature of this program is that they offer mobile apps for your phone. They have a teacher, student, and parent app, each available on the Apple and Google Play Store. These mobile apps are very convenient since they offer the same affordances as the web versions, and you can assign and complete game shows and missions on the app the same way you would on a computer, with a smaller screen, of course.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is really useful. Definitely many pros to this tool. The only gripes remaining for me are kind of quality of life things. Their UI or user interface looks nice and polished, but there are a few nitpicks that get in the way of it being truly great. For example, the collapsible drop-down menus take up the entire page when opened, and the list of possible activities only display 1.5 at a time. I'd personally like to see a few more activities at a time simply for my own memory's sake. Don't want to have to remember the entire list when I'm scrolling. At the very least, the option to customize the font size would be nice. Also, while it's nice that the GCDSB pays for premium Knowledge Hook, it is a little bit distressing that Knowledge Hook doesn't provide their prices otherwise visibly to the public. If you're not part of the Greater Essex County District School Board, it may be difficult to get information from them about pricing and therefore limit the tool's accessibility. And one final thing that I don't love is the lack of activities geared for essentials math courses for grades 9 and 10. I feel like Knowledge Hook would be a very useful tool for the demographic of students in these courses, but there's only content aimed above those levels. Typically, students in essentials math will benefit from things like Knowledge Hook's visuals and their virtual manipulatives, yet they're seemingly forgotten by the company.
So that's all we have for you today, folks. We work together to try and put together the best content for you on Knowledge Hook. As with everything, it comes down to you using the platform and coming to your own conclusions about whether or not you'd want to use it. We definitely like what Knowledge Hook offers students and teachers, especially for a free program. They provide teachers with an interactive way to get students engaged with their math learning. And now we'd like to introduce Mr. Jacob Edmonds, who is a pre-service teacher at the Faculty of Education here in Windsor. He's going to talk a little bit about Knowledge Hook.
He's part of our team, and he's worked a little bit more extensively with the tool than the rest of us have, so we're going to get a little bit more of a precise perspective from him on how this tool works.
Yeah, so Knowledge Hook's all right. I found it very simple to use, but the interface was a little limited. I like how it has very large text and easy to assign missions, but found it interesting how some of the modules where you are required to count have very small visuals. I also found it limiting when looking at all of your questions in a lesson with how much space the borders take up on your webpage. It has a little bit of a learning curve, but it is very simple to use. I think it could really help new teachers since it does offer all curriculum-based lessons for students to complete and engage with. However, at the end of the day, students are not able to show their work or really see where they went wrong if they were to start completing equations. Students are provided a calculator if they need it, but personally, I think the pencil and paper method is better for visually seeing my work and then following along with an instructor for corrections.
Yeah, and I think kind of what you're getting at there, Jacob, is referring to the idea that while there is a way to show your work in that you can write it down on a separate piece of paper and take a photo of that and then send that to your teacher through the app, there's no in-app way to show your work. There's no space to, you know, write something down and work that way. It's still an extra step that you have to take outside of the platform.
Yeah, exactly. I almost kind of wish they had a little space that I could draw with a stylus or something on my phone or do it on a laptop and just kind of, you know, show my work that way. But
yeah, it's nice to have everything all contained in one place.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So talking about paper, the last thing I have is on Knowledge Hook's paper mode. I think paper mode is a lot of work in the attempt to use technology in the classroom when it is not really necessary. If everyone in the class doesn't have access to a device, I think you are just adding extra work for yourself by using Knowledge Hook in this way. It is a good attempt, but far too strenuous when one could simply use chalk and a blackboard.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Jacob, for coming on board and sharing some of your insights with us for that. I know you had some time to really work with the program, so we really appreciate you being here.
Aw, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. I appreciate being here.
Aw.
So we actually gave this tool a rating using the Apple point system. We thought it deserved 3/4 of an apple for classroom use, as this tool provides a lot of curriculum-based content for the free version, and it offers a new way to learn math using technology. It's very content-driven, and it engages students with a reward system, connecting fun to the core curriculum online. Finally, we give this tool 1/2 an apple for differentiated learning options and accessibility. Where there are many grades that can use Knowledge Hook, there is no version of the game available for grades 9 and 10 Essentials Math, which we think could be a very useful tool for students who may require a differentiated experience to learn. In addition, it does lack alternative for visually impaired learners, since they don't have an option to listen to the question or to speak into a microphone. Hopefully, these features can be added in the near future to make this program more accessible. But it does have many great features, and it provides a variety of engaging ways to learn math in an individual and in a group setting. So that brings our total score to 2.25 apples out of 3.
Great. Thank you for listening to our hashtag #YouWinToolParade podcast on Knowledge Hook. To find more information about different educational tools, please visit and subscribe to the open page at www.uwindsor.ca/education/openpage. Thanks for tuning in and happy learning!